Young, and both Nona and I are members of the Board of Directors of ARDF Canada. I'll do some of the introduction, and then Nona will share some of the items. What is ARDF? ARDF stands for Anglican Relief and Development Fund Canada. We are affiliated with ARDF US, kind of a franchise. And ARDF is the relief and development arm of the province of ACNA. ARDF Canada is a registered Canadian charity, and we work in partnership with the provinces and dioceses in the Global South. We call ARDF Canada the hands and feet of Christ. This is practical ministry in the third world. Through ARDF, we can partner with suffering Anglican brothers and sisters in the Global South and help them to help themselves. ARDF Canada does not send any missionaries. This is all generated, thank you, all generated in the local communities. We're only 18 months old, but ARDF Canada has participated in a number of the projects for ARDF. It's interesting, since its inception, ARDF has funded 106 projects in the Global South in 32 countries for $4.9 million US. So it's a significant accomplishment. In fact, there is another statistic that said we have influenced the lives of 550,000 people in the Global South. At the last board meeting I was at in Pittsburgh, one person on the board suggested that those 550,000 people are individuals, and Jesus talked to individuals like the woman at the well, one by one. So it's not like one big community, this 500,000 people. It's individuals. We began in 2010, and we completed our first project this spring, and I'll talk a little bit more about it. Hands and feet of Christ. There should be a picture, no? Ah, there we go. This is the Center for Special Needs Children in Egypt. Actually, our primate just visited that together with Canon Jack and Nancy Norton, who heads up ARDF in the U.S. In Brazil, children living in a garbage dump. Not unusual for some of these children. In India, children in squalor besides their home. And then in Sudan, children, a child carrying a cross. Obviously, having had some religious instruction. Providing clean water in Rwanda. Medical care in Myanmar and Uganda. Education in Uganda. Much of it is concentrated on girls' education, which is totally neglected in many countries, in Africa and in Muslim countries. Microfinance. You'll hear a lot about microfinance. In fact, our two next projects in 2012 will deal with microfinance. Other development needs, mother's health, teaching mothers to care for children. Emergency relief. ARDF participated in funding some of the rebuilding after the Haiti earthquake, the Myanmar famine, which was caused by rats, as many of you know, the Chile earthquake. Actually, my wife and I were kind of in the Chile earthquake, and then we arranged with Bishop Tito of Chile to send some funding there that was collected by ARDF Canada. ARDF Canada and ARDF US funded some of the reconstruction after the Japan earthquake, and we worked with the Anglican Church in Japan, the East African famine. Here's some of the quotes. Bishop Henry, Archbishop Henry of Uganda, for the first time in history of giving within the church, we see true partnership, not patronage. A lot of these provinces have always been worried about colonial patronage. And you'll hear in a minute that we have these projects are approved by the primates of the Global South, not by a board of directors in Canada. Anglican Relief and Development Fund is more than just projects, it's connecting life, says Archbishop John. ARDF's Board of Trustees, interesting a group of people. Some of you are familiar with Baroness Caroline Cox. She is in the House of Lords in Britain, and for a 5 foot tall woman, grandmother, she is a house on fire for projects, small projects in the Global South, and she is just delightful when she attends our meetings. Archbishop Bob Duncan is the president of ARDF, and here you see the leaders. Many of you have met Archbishop John of Southeast Asia. Archbishop Akrafi is from Ghana, from West Africa. Archbishop Munir Anis from Egypt and the Middle East. Archbishop Tito Savala, who is now the primate of the Global South. And Archbishop Dang is from Sudan. So these are the men who approve the projects. The ARDF Board Canada comprises of a moderator, Bishop Don Harvey, who is our chair. I'm the treasurer, and Neona Long, David Quayle, who is a on the board of Wycliffe in Toronto, Marilyn Jacobson, who all of us know, and Eleanor Muse of St. John's, New Brunswick. Newfoundland. Oh.
And Labrador.
Labrador would be very pleased to know they were so recognized.
It's the first mistake I ever made. Ask Heather. What does due diligence mean when we examine a project? The Global Impact Society, Church Mission Society, and Five Talents basically examine the projects. They give us a report. They check references. They assess the usage of best practices, and they also give us a follow-up report. These reports are very important. They cost money. They're done right on the ground. We are currently involved with a project in the Congo, and we have an implementer there who has been interviewed. He then has to, at the end of it, has to report what has been accomplished. We just recently received a report from the project in Kenya, and we know what has been accomplished, what has not been accomplished. It never works 100%, by the way. There may be four different initiatives, and only 2.5 of them were completed to 100%. Remember, we're dealing with countries where transportation is very difficult. Just to give you an example, we had to transfer money to the Congo, to the Eastern Congo. Well, there's no bank that's that can be trusted. The money had to be sent to a bank in Rwanda, and the people had to drive 100 miles to confirm that the money had arrived in the bank. So, you know, it's kind of like Dr. Livingston. So this is not just flying from Toronto to Montreal and having a board meeting. How do we select projects? They're vetted and approved by the Board of Trustees, and you saw the pictures of the primates. They then approve them. The North American people look at the projects, examine them, approve them, and then they're taking to the Board of the International Board of Trustees with the primates of the Global South, who approve them. Nona?
Yeah. As mentioned, the ARDFC started in 2010, and so we selected projects from ARDF US. And this spring, with God's help and your generous support, we completed our first project in Kenya with the Diocese of Messina West. And you know that malaria is one of the leading causes of children mortality in that part of the country. And your donations went to buy mosquito nets and provide basic health training and education to prevent the spread of malaria. Even though the project was not able to achieve all goals, the positive and lasting change created is commendable. And so our current project is in the Congo, which is the second largest country in Africa by area. We will be partnering with the Diocese of Kindu. And the International Trustees Board has determined that the greatest needs are in the Congo and the Sudan, and asked us to focus on these countries from now on. And so our goal with the Congo project is to raise 50,000 to provide the necessities of life and help families returning to their land after years of devastating war. And the project provides agricultural training, as well as provide farming tools and certified seeds that will help these families who have been so traumatized to rise above subsistence farming and provide for their families. It will also provide training in peace making and reconciliation. And so, maybe I will.
Thanks. We ask you to support ARDF Canada, and the question will come up, why? Well, first of all, the values are Christ-centered. This is a project within the Anglican community. There is careful stewardship of your money. This is well examined. We know the implementers on the ground. The projects have been vetted. And you have outstanding leadership in with the global primates, as well as the boards in the United States, as in Canada. Just on the side, sometime this year, there will be an ARDF Australia. So this is not a one-time thing or something that'll last 3 years. This is a movement, folks. This is part of what Jesus calls us to do, to care for those who cannot care for themselves. There is a growing excellent track record of our involvement, and you want to talk about the ambassadors?
Yeah, so for NA, what are we going to do? So three simple things to ask all of you to do. First, appoint or become yourself an ARDFC ambassador as from your parish to spread the news and to encourage interest and partnership and to involvement. And secondly, to include ARDFC in your annual budget, especially if you create a missions budget for missions giving. And three, for individuals to donate and consider ARDFC in your charitable giving. And how can you do it?
I'm glad you asked that question, Nona. Certainly, you can make donations through your parish. And I also hope that your parish will allocate a portion of its mission budget to ARDF Canada. We are affiliated with Canada Helps, so you can do it online or you can send us a check. Immediately, we have a wonderful way for you to wish a happy Christmas to friends and family. And in fact, our table is outside the room, and you'll also find beautiful cards like this, which have been designed by our graphic artist. And the first one says, "Wishing you joy. This Christmas together, we're making the world a little better for refugees, families returning to their villages in the Congo, where we are helping these families rebuild their lives after years of devastating war." And this is $50 to buy a goat. Part of that particular project is to buy seed, farm implements, and animals. And the other part of that project is reconciliation amongst families after the devastating war there. So that's for $50. You don't buy this cart. This is just an acknowledgement that you've given $50 and you will get a tax receipt for your gift. Wishing you joy. This is $10 for seeds. Now, 10 of those cards would be $100, and they may be gifts for people that you don't know what to buy them. Wishing you joy, $25 for a farm implement tool. Okay, so we encourage you to take advantage of this. We have a limited number of these cards here. We can print more, and parishes can order them from Maryland at the desk, and we just love for you to participate in this. Our next two projects that'll be launched in 2012. In fact, we've already done we've already received the vetted reports. One of them is in Miramar, and you heard before about Miramar, and this is micro-enterprise projects helps people escape poverty. So these are microloans within that community, and we are also pursuing a project in Peru in the province of the Southern Cone. Remember, we are connected to the Southern Cone through originally Bishop Greg and now Bishop Archbishop Tito, and we're launching a small business loan program for women in Peru. And that project will be about $39,200. The project in Miramar will be about $37,000. So these will be launched early in 2012. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I have one other comment. I really appreciated Archdeacon's Ron's challenge of $500. So right afterwards, I was going up to my room in the elevator, and a person handed me a check for $500, suggesting she couldn't be here today, and would I be able to take it? So I've decided right after this, I'll be riding up and down in the elevator.
Thank you very much, Klaus.